get this, algorithms writing songs. Can you believe that?
It's wild, right?
Totally. You sent in these machine-made lyrics, so you're obviously as fascinated by this as we are. What stories can a machine tell? I mean, that's kind of what we're here to figure out, I guess.
Yeah, it's a pretty fascinating new frontier. You know, we tend to think of songwriting as such a deeply human thing,
right?
Super personal. But AI, like this machine-made thing, it's kind of changing the game. Basically, it learns by absorbing tons and tons of tech, like everything. I mean, you're talking classic novels, you're talking internet memes, everything. And it uses all that data to create something new.
Okay, so no need for a digital music theory lesson or anything.
Right.
But just so everyone's on the same page, that means it's not like composing from like feelings or lived experiences.
Yeah.
You know, it's all patterns, probabilities.
Yeah.
Which is still pretty mind-blowing when you think about it.
Exactly. And the really interesting thing is that even without those human experiences to draw on, machine-made still creates lyrics that honestly often touch on themes that I think we can all relate to. Love, hope, even that whole existential what's it all about feeling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally. And speaking of which, you sent in 10 songs worth of this stuff.
Right.
And I got to say, I noticed a lot of those things you were just talking about,
like
popping up all over the place.
Yeah.
So, for example, there's A Little Help for My Soul, which is all about like that deep longing for connection. But then you've also got something like Foolish, which is like, whoa, getting real about vulnerability and regret.
Yeah, it is. And that kind of contrast is pretty telling, don't you think? Like, that in itself speaks to just how much data this AI must be working with.
Yeah.
It's not just mimicking one style, you know? It's like, it's got this whole spectrum of human emotion that it's somehow able to tap into and express through music.
Totally. It's almost like it's holding up a funhouse mirror to our own emotions.
Yeah, you know? I like that.
Like, it's familiar, but then also kind of distorted at the same time. And speaking of distorted, let's talk about some of the like the actual lines, the word choices that Machine Made is making here.
Yeah.
Because some of them, I got to say, are incredibly catchy, very relatable. And then there are others where it's like, I don't know what dictionary this AI was using.
Well, but that's part of the fun of it, right? I mean, seeing where the machine gets it right and where it's maybe a little bit off and what that then tells us about what we expect from art and creativity as humans.
100%. So let's dive into some of these lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
In Foolish, there's this line, brains on fire, hearts on the floor. And I mean, come on, who hasn't been there?
Right. Like, it's such a classic sentiment. It's so relatable.
Yeah.
And it's a great example of how machine made can nail those, you know, like universal experiences, even though it's drawing on patterns and data instead of like, you know, actually having its heart broken.
Right.
Which I guess kind of leads to an interesting question. If an AI can articulate heartbreak this well, just by like analyzing data.
Yeah.
Does that change how we view our own emotions?
Whoa. Okay, see, now we're getting deep. Like, if a robot can feel it, or at least express it convincingly,
right?
Does that make the feeling less real for us humans?
I mean, it's something to think about, right?
It is.
It speaks to this bigger conversation about, you know, AI and creativity in general. Are we ready to just accept art from a source that doesn't experience those emotions in the same way that we do?
It's a lot. I'm already like down a rabbit hole over here. But before we totally lose ourselves in that, let's look at another lyric that stood out. This one's from Encrypted Whispers. It's got this line, in digital skies, our dreams align.
I like that one. It's romantic.
Yeah. Right.
Kind of whimsical and shows how machine made can use figurative language. You know, like it's painting a picture very similar to what a human songwriter would do.
Absolutely. And that whole digital skies thing feels very fitting given the AI of it all.
Yeah. Makes you wonder if it's like subtly acknowledging its own digital nature there.
Mind blown. Okay, so we've got longing, we've got heartbreak, romantic digital skies. What other human experiences is this AI dishing up? Well, how about a little escapism? Maybe with a side of waffle cone craving.
Ah, yes. Gang Gang and Sweet Spell. Two very different flavors of AI-generated tunes.
Right. Gang Gang is just pure party energy.
It is.
It's like the AI plugged into our collective desire to just like cut loose after a long week, you know?
Totally.
But then you get Sweet Spell, which is, well, it's charming in a way. Like,
yeah.
Simple but charming.
And that's what makes this so interesting, right? Like, we're really seeing the breadth of what machine made can do.
Yeah.
From like the super introspective stuff to, you know, just pure fun.
Yeah.
But it makes you think, like, What is it that draws us to certain songs?
Okay, yeah, let's talk about that because we've only touched on a handful of these songs, right?
Yeah.
And there's a whole playlist here. 10 machine-made tracks that you specifically chose to share.
Right.
So, like, what is it about these ones? What made these stand out from, you know, all the AI-generated music out there on the internet?
Right, right. That's the question we should all be asking as listeners, you know?
Yeah.
What is it that resonates with me?
Yeah.
What makes me want to hit repeat? Or, I guess, on the flip side, you know, what makes me want to skip ahead?
Yeah, totally. It's like each song is a Rorschach test, in a way. Like, we each see something different in them, based on, like, our own lives, experiences, all that. And maybe, I don't know, maybe that's actually the real magic of this whole technology, right? Not that it's going to, like, replace human artists or anything.
Right.
But that it gives us this whole new lens through which to, like, understand ourselves and what we connect with.
Exactly. Take Signs of Turbulence, for instance. It's a lot like Machine Made is trying to be a life coach or something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, doling out advice through these lyrics.
If your old love's on the call, jump away. Don't just stall. It's very specific relationship advice.
Yeah, maybe a bit blunt.
A little bit.
But there's a clarity to it, right? And maybe that's what resonates with people, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes we just need to trust our gut and make a change.
Yeah.
Even if it feels chaotic.
Or maybe it's just a catchy song about dodging your ex. Either way, it's definitely stuck in my head now.
Right.
But okay, we've talked about love, heartbreak, escapism, AI, life coach. What about the stuff that doesn't quite land?
Yeah.
Because we mentioned Sweet Spill earlier.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's catchy. I'll give it that.
Yeah.
But lyrically speaking.
Yeah.
Not exactly Shakespeare.
Right. And that's where I think we, you know, we bump up against the limits of where AI is at right now.
Yeah.
I mean, Machine Made has all this data.
Right.
But it can still stumble when it comes to, like, abstract concepts. I mean, love, that's something humans have been trying to put into words for centuries, and we haven't really figured it out.
So maybe expecting an AI to perfectly sum up love in, like, a 3-minute pop song is a bit much to ask.
Maybe. But I think those limitations are also part of why this is so fascinating to explore.
Right.
It makes you think about, like, what actually makes a good lyric in the first place?
Yeah.
Is it just about rhyming? Clever that at first. Or is there something more? Something that you can't really define that really captures, like, the core of human experience.
Yeah.
And if so, can an AI ever do that?
So are we going to talk about whether an AI can really capture, like, the essence of being human in a song? Because I'm still kind of stuck on that, to be honest.
Yeah, it's one of those questions that sticks with you, isn't it? And honestly, I don't think there's an easy answer. But maybe, just maybe, that's part of what makes this machine-made stuff so interesting. Like, it's pushing the boundaries of what we thought machines could do. And in doing so, it's kind of forcing us to rethink our own definitions of, you know, like, what art is, what creativity really means.
Whoa, this whole deep dive has basically been one giant existential jam session.
Kind of, yeah. And the thing is, you, the listener, right? You're a part of this whole sonic experiment too.
Ooh, I like that.
Because every time you click, you download, you hit play on one of these AI generated tracks, it all feeds into how this whole thing evolves. You're shaping the future of how we interact with music made by machines, basically.
That's actually a really cool way to think about it. We're not just, like, passive listeners here, we're active participants
yeah.
in this whole relationship between technology and creativity, which is pretty wild when you think about it. But speaking of participation, we got to wrap up with our concluding thought, and this one is a participatory one.
All right, I like it. Hit me.
Okay, so picture this. Imagine Machine Made has been, like, analyzing your life, your experiences, your relationships, everything.
Even those late night waffle cone runs.
Especially those. Oh, no judgment here. It's all data, right? So, with all that in mind, what kind of song do you think Machine Made would write about you? Like, what would the title be? What kind of vibe would it have?
I love that.
Yeah, something to think about as we all, you know, keep navigating this world where AI is becoming more and more present. And on that note, we are out. Keep those playlists going strong. And just remember, whether it was written by a human or an algorithm, the best music makes you think, makes you feel, and maybe even makes you question reality just a little bit. Until next time.